Welcome back to your favourite lesbian podcast, Les Talk. My name is Charlotte and my pronouns are she, her.
And I'm Spencer and my pronouns are they, them.
And we are your amazing hosts that are going to take you on a journey of all things gay and queer. Enjoy. Welcome back to Les Talk, your professional lesbian podcast. My name is Charlotte and I use she, her pronouns.
I'm Spencer and I use they, them pronouns.
Hello, Spencer.
Hello.
How has your week been?
It has been an absolute whirlwind, let me tell you. By the time this comes out, it's going to be so old news.
Yeah, so no one will care. Like, I'm already over it and you've just told me.
I'm fucking over it as well. I'm working with Gay Times on their new TikTok project, and it's me and six other
people. Oh, you make TikToks? I didn't know.
Shut the fuck up. I just don't like you.
I want to stop recording. I'm off. But how is that? How did you feel when you got the call, like, you're going to be a part of this? Like, I bet it was, like, sick.
I just frantically remember messaging my friend being like, Gay Times in my DMs. What am I doing? what's happening? And immediately, like, the same as I said when you messaged me, immediately I think I've done something wrong.
Yeah.
So I was there panicking. Like, have I done something so abhorrent that Gay Times are now trying to chat to me?
Just literally remove your socials, please, Gay Times.
Yeah. Yeah, I was about to delete my own. But yeah, it's all been really, really exciting. The whole process of, like, getting hired, I guess, or, like, headhunted for it, and then having a photo shoot happened within a couple of weeks, and then I've just been sitting on this information, not allowed to tell anyone, not allowed to talk about it. My friend, I had to be like, oh yeah, no, nothing happened with that, yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't even know what you're on about, like, Gay Times who? Like,
I'm just gonna gaslight my friend.
But no, congratulations, like, Claire, well done. It's such huge news. When I saw it and I was like, oh my god, like, that's sick. And like, the creators on it, like, I'm really excited. I know a few on it already, but I'm just, like, really excited, like, to see what you're gonna put out there.
Well, yeah, I went out for drinks with a few of them last night, so I'm a little fragile, but I'm here, I'm queer.
I was literally saying to you, I was literally saying to Spencer, like, I got hungover watching their stories. Like, it seemed like a mad night. Like, I'm jealous. Like, where was my... I know I'm not part of the thing, but I feel like I should just be there.
I could not agree more.
I'm glad you feel the same. Yeah, that's fine. As long as you feel the same. I mean, news with me, I dyed my hair. I know you can't really tell right now because I've got it tied up, but
it does look really nice. I saw it on your story, it looks
amazing. Yeah, I was really scared, you know how, like, nervous I got ringing you. I was like that, but times two, because, like, they're dyeing my hair, and I was like, please don't cut me a bob. And she's like, I'm dyeing your hair. I'm like, just don't cut me a bob, like, whatever you do, just don't. But yeah, she did a good job. I tagged the wrong, like, hairdressers in my story though, and they've, like, sent me a message like, that's the competitor next door. And I'm like, oh.
I'm sorry, why did they choose a name that was so similar to their competitor? That seems like a
problem. No, it's completely different. I don't know why I tagged the competitor. It's like a completely... And I was like, oh no, like, it feels so bad. I said I'll do it again, but I'm not. But I just said I would. Like, oh, if they listen to this now. I will do it, just not today. And when it's not, like... Anyway, so when we're recording this, and hopefully we'll get it out, but it's Pride season at the moment.
Pregnant.
How do you feel a whole month is dedicated towards you?
Do you know what it is? Every time Pride Month rolls around, I forget about it, and then I wake up one day and I'm like, oh shit, I thought I felt gayer today. I just feel extra gay, you know? So trans, and I'm so gay. Like, that's just extra tenfold.
Extra. To be honest, I'm looking at you, I'm like, you are so extra great. We're wearing the same top as well. We have, like, a little uniform going on right now. I really want to camp up the flat, but I know how to do it, but I don't know where to get the supplies. Like, where do you get your camp supplies from? Like, I don't know. If anyone's got any suggestions, like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, a rainbow flag?
You simply must.
I want to hang it over, like, the balcony and just, like, but then I'm scared it'll fly away and then, like, get caught for it.
Oh no, you gotta, like, tie that shit to it.
Okay.
you got to protect it.
I mean, Ashlyn's,
people should have to buy it for us.
Yes. Oh my God. I might put something like the flat list, like, I am gay. It's Pride Month. I'm at 203. Oh, I shouldn't say my flat number. I'm at 260. not the one I said before. Like, come find me. But honestly, I don't know why they don't give it to me. It's so upsetting. But I thought it'd be nice to talk about, like, our experiences from, like, when we started out in our gay little life to where we are now. So I'm just going to point blank ask you, what age did you come out and, like, how was that?
I came out at the ripe old age of 16. And I'm 24 now, so that was...
Oh my God, same. God,
I've been out for so long. I'm like a granddad.
You're the granddad of the gays.
I am. Like, I need to stop referring to myself as the granddad in any given situation. I need to stop this. I refuse for it to be my branding, but I'm doing it to myself.
No, anyway, I love it.
Yeah, came out when I was 16. It was very fucking scary. And it didn't go very well.
Okay.
It did and it didn't. It did and it didn't. I ended up leaving my family home, basically.
Okay.
After I came out.
Yeah.
And then I came out again. I'm trying to think how many times have I bloody well come out. Because I'm assuming you came out as a few different things as well.
Yeah, so I firstly came out as bisexual. Well, I kind of just said to my... Well, I didn't really come out. I said to my mum, there's a girl coming over from Ireland for my 18th. And she was like... who is she? And I'm just like, a friend. And she's like, how have you made a friend in Ireland? I'm like, don't ask questions, like, I just have
asking questions.
Yeah, Lisa, stop it. And she came over, and then when Ashlyn left, she was like, is that your girlfriend? And I was like, I think so, I'm not sure.
Aww.
And then, like, that was it. And then, like, she told everyone, I couldn't tell everyone, so she told everyone I had a girlfriend. And that was like, and then I didn't really come out as, like, lesbian. Like, my mom thought for, like, up until last year, really, she thought I was bisexual. And then really? I was, yeah, like, I didn't feel like I needed to, like, update it. Because, like, I've been with Ashlyn, so to me, like, it doesn't matter what I am. But I was like, oh, yeah, I'm just a big dyke lesbo. And my mom was like, Charlotte, like, I thought you were bisexual. I was like, oh, no, sorry, that, like, changed, like, years ago. Sorry, I didn't tell you.
Don't catch up.
Yeah, but do you feel like you're, like, I always feel my sexuality is, like, forever changing, if that makes sense. Like... I always feel like my sexuality isn't... I say lesbian, but I don't even feel like... I feel secure in that label. Like, I've used it for years. But I always feel like if I look too much into my sexuality, I'd get scared. Like, and think,
oh,
like...
No.
Not scared, but, like, uncertain if I was, like, 100% lesbian. Because, like, I do find everyone attractive. So I'm like, what am I? But then I don't want to look into that too much. I'm like, I don't care. Like, I honestly don't care.
Do you know what it is? It's like sexuality can be fluid, and it is for a lot of people. And I think more and more people are coming to terms with the idea that things don't have to be as rigid as they once were. My sexuality changes with the moon and tides. Like, it just, it's, I just don't like men, and I really have tried several times in my life. I just don't like them. Sorry, boys. I thought I had a crush on one of my guy friends about, like, 3 or 4 years ago, and I really thought I had a crush on him.
Yeah.
And then he kissed me, and I was like, I'm good.
Oh, bless. Like, no, like, honestly, thank you for trying with me.
I was a bit sly about it. I think I, like, mentioned how I always kiss my friends when I'm drunk.
Oh, that's good.
We had been drinking, like, so sly's an incorrect way to describe it. I didn't want to make a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
I wanted to kiss him.
Yeah.
So I just sort of was like, yeah, I usually kiss my friends when I'm drunk. And then he gave me it was like the tiniest little peck as well. It wasn't even like a big make out. And I was like, this ain't for me. This ain't it.
This isn't it. I want a big make out. Sorry. No, I've told this story on the podcast before, but I want to just mention it and just talk about it before. Like, I had a boyfriend, and, like, he was the sweetest thing ever. Like, you know when, like, people are, like, good for you? Like, they're a nice person. You're like, oh, like, I should be really into this.
Yeah.
And I was sick, like, at the thought of it. And I think that was a red flag for me. Like, 18, like, literally spewing because I had a boyfriend. I feel like that was a good red flag for me. That shouldn't be going on. I did break up with him shortly after. But I invited him to my 18th birthday party with Ashlyn. That's pretty awkward.
Did he go?
Yeah, he brought me a Pandora charm. And it, like, ooh, yeah, it was like, I'm really fussy with jewellery anyway, so I don't really let people, like, buy me jewellery. And he brought it to me, and I was like, oh, I'd never wear this. And I literally, I think I made him take it back, and I was just, go get a refund. Like, no, because at 18, I was a bit of a twat as well. But I just, like, there's no point me having this. Like,
yeah,
there's just no point. So something I want to touch on, because I can't talk on this. Obviously, you've come out as non-binary, like, how...
True
facts. Facts. How was that experience? Like, because I've never had to deal with the complication of that, and the
trials and tribulations.
Yeah.
It's... Do you know what it is? It's... It was all... It almost pissed me off. I don't know how else to explain it. Like, when I came out as... I came out as bi, then I came out as a les, and I was like... loving my lesy life. Then I started questioning my gender, and I was just like, come on now. I think that's enough. That's quite enough from you. Me to myself in the mirror, like, no, I think that's, you're done. You've reached your quota. You can't come out any more times, you silly little thing. I'm so mean to myself, because I don't feel that way for other people. Mm. Like, if other people, another person in my life could come out seven different things, seven different times, and I wouldn't feel that way.
You'd be like, yes, get like, it. Like, go find yourself.
Yeah, but for me, I was like, do you have to, though? Do you have to? Turns out, yes, I did. Well, it's just, yeah, it took like 3 or 4 years for me to fully like come out. The first idea of thinking, could I be not a lady?
Mm.
And it was way scarier than coming out as gay. Like, because people know what gay is, even if they don't like it, at least they know what it is. People don't know what being non-binary is, or like the general public don't anyway.
Yeah.
So that was really, really scary. But once I did it, I couldn't stop. I couldn't shut up then.
Yeah. You're like, this is who I am. Like, fuck it. Like, I'm going for it. Yeah.
Yeah. I've like messed around with my label a little bit, like in terms of my sexuality since figuring out my gender as well.
Yeah.
I've dipped in and out of using the word lesbian. I've tried queer. I for a little bit of time I was even calling myself bisexual, because although I don't like men, I do like more than one gender, because I like binary people as well. But I'm very comfortable in the label of lesbian now, which is, I mean, it's why I'm here. Les talk with a non-lesbian.
Like, I always said to Ashlyn, like, I feel like it was because we were both lesbians, like, les talk existed, but then I was like, wait, I don't want to exclude anyone just because I'm a raging dyke. Like, so, I mean, if you change, I will not kick you off. I'm joking. You're like, yeah, I'm definitely a lesbian.
Contractually obliged to remain a lesbian for at least another year. Yeah.
At least, let's get a year out of this. Come on, like, give me a year, please.
Okay, fine. Fuck, all right. Fine,
fuck.
I'm very comfortable with everything now. It's just so, I don't know if you feel this way. It's very weird to think about myself as a person that doesn't accept themselves, like, because I do so much now, I can't remember what it really feels like. Well, I can remember, but I can't imagine what it feels like to walk around every day just being like, ew, I hate this.
I battled with internalized homophobia, like, I've spoken about it before, but like, I have days where I physically hate the fact that I'm gay, and it's just in my mentality, and I those days I'm just like, oh, shut up. And then Ashlyn will walk through the door and I'm like, okay, sick. But like, I still get those days, and it's so mad. Like, I've been out for 6 years, like, I've been openly out, and I still get those days where I'm like, oh, honestly. But then I don't know any other life. Like, this is all I know. And like, when I was straight, I was really unhappy. But I don't, like, I went back home this weekend and saw my friend. She was like, you're so confident now. And I'm like, I'm really not, because if like someone turned around and said, like, you're a fat, like, not fat lesbian, but you're a big fat lesbian, I'd be like, yeah, like, that would hurt me. Like, I feel like I'm there, but then some days I'm not, and it's really sad, because I know I should be. But I think like my battle with my sexuality is just something that I just don't get on with. Like, I really still suffer, and it's mad, but like, I'm not ashamed in that, because like, that's my own journey, I guess. But like I feel like I'm a lot better than what I was like 18, 19, because I would literally just cry. Like I'd wake up and cry and be like, I'm gay, like fuck, why me? It's coming from like a very, I feel like I took the weight of the world and it probably wasn't there, but I felt it. And I think coming out, like, it's so scary. I shouldn't really have the, like, you know, when you feel like I shouldn't have these thoughts, like, why do I feel this way? Because my auntie's gay. Like, she, if you saw her, like, no offense to her, but, like, gay. Like, she's the, like, she's gay. She's just gay. Like, and she really embraces it. She had a wedding with a wife and, like, it was the best thing ever. And I'm like, I have this in my life. Like, why do I feel this way? And I guess I'm just a bit weird like that, but like, who knows?
I think that's weird. I think that's normal. You know, actually, you did remind me, maybe I need to take back my previous statement. I put on a pair of I put on a pair of like slightly longer like men's shorts the other day because I only own like little booty shorts and like
I love that.
I mean, I love that, but also like stop it. I can't keep up with that shit. It's too much and they hurt and they rub on my legs and just
oh, yeah.
I was trying something else out. And I put them on and I immediately was like, I look too gay, this is gross. And it lasted about a second.
Yeah.
It was like a thought that flashed in my brain and then I was like, shut up.
Yeah, fuck off, I'm wearing these shorts. Yeah.
why did that thought even come into my head?
Yeah.
It is, yeah, I do know what you mean. You do get little moments where you do regress slightly, which is very sad because at the end of the day, that isn't, I mean, it is coming from us, but societal stigmas make you feel.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like, I think even, like, going to the hairdressers and, like, I don't know, like, you have that chat with them, they're like, your boyfriend, I'm like, no, I have a girlfriend. And it's like, I'm very comfortable with saying that now. Like, I'm very confident in being like, I have a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, oh, fuck, I really don't want to do this. But if they keep calling him, like, her or he, like, that's going to drive me insane. So I was like, oh, I have a girlfriend. Like, oh, that's so great. Like, we support you. I'm like, thank you. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, round of applause. Like, congratulations.
I just wish people would ignore it more often, if I'm completely honest.
And just be like, oh, okay.
Like, yeah, just like moving on. Yeah. It's fine. Don't worry.
You're not that interesting.
Because otherwise, it becomes a conversation about the fact that you're gay. When it's like, no. I was just telling you that we went to the cinema last weekend.
Yeah,
that's what I wanted to talk about. Not
exactly. And like, they make you relive like the trauma of coming out. Like, how was your coming out experience? It's like, actually, it was really traumatic. Like, I don't want to speak about this. Like, please stop talking. And they're like,
thanks
oh,
for
no.
bringing it up today.
Yeah, like, how rude. Like, literally just finish my hair and let me go. but obviously, it's Pride season. Like, do you remember going to your first Pride? Like, what was that experience like for you?
Oh, hell yeah. I thought I looked so cute. And I did.
I bet you did. I bet you really did.
Look, I've always been turning looks. Not in the eyebrow department. I'm sure they were shitty. Everything else about me looked great, I'm sure. I think I had like bright pink hair and I had like little booty shorts on and a plaid shirt because Les.
Yeah.
And a little crop top and I was marching. This is back in the day where I could actually like walk without it causing me too much physical pain. And I walked in the entire parade. It was so extra. I was there with my partner at the time and then two other lesy couples. And it was just like, I just remember feeling a combination of overwhelmed in both a good way and a bad way.
Mm.
And just very like, it was like nothing I'd ever experienced.
Yeah. Because
I was so used to like not being able to hold my partner's hand because we would just get shouted at on the street.
Yeah.
So it was almost unnerving when we could just hold hands.
Yeah, it's like, how do you actually hold hands? Like, I've never done this before. Like, do you put the fingers here? Like, what that? Oh, that sounds a bit. But like, sorry. But yeah, I know what you mean.
We can have a talk afterwards.
Yeah, we'll have. They're gonna tell me off and be like, you cannot talk about fingers on the podcast, please. I mean, let's talk. But like, on my first Pride, I met Craig Revel Hall. Like, the Strictly Come Dancing guy, you know, like, the judge that's really, like, bitchy. Honestly,
oh my god.
Yeah, Craig.
Yes, I know who you mean.
Yeah, I met him and he was just sitting down eating chips and I was like, lol. My granddad didn't love him. My granddad, so I'm from a very black country. We call the gay people, not me, my family calls gay people questionable things and I've had to correct them. But my granddad was calling Craig with all these things, but I got a picture of him and showed my granddad and he looked at it. That was my first Pride experience. And it was so weird to be like, oh my God, there's a famous gay person just at Pride.
That is wild.
Yeah.
Where was your first Pride?
Birmingham. Birmingham Pride. Nice. Honestly, my favourite. I feel like I'm a really good advocate for Birmingham Pride. I feel like I'm trying to get you to come as well. But Birmingham Pride is next level.
I've heard you peddle your wares. I've heard you try and get everyone to come to Birmingham Pride multiple times.
Honestly, I will try.
I believe you. I trust you.
Are you coming?
I might do.
Honestly.
My friend Kaylee lives in Birmingham. Hi, Kay. So she wants to go, but she's a little straighty. I don't know if she should be allowed it. She's kind of spicy straight, actually. I don't know.
Okay.
Just kidding. I hate that phrase.
What's the saying? Not everyone's 100% straight or something like that. So spicy straight.
Spicy straight. Yeah, I do want to go. Do you know what it is? I'm kind of scared. Then why? I was out last night, so I guess I can't be too scared. I don't know, it's just...
Oh, COVID, really... yeah. I'm like, why? Yeah. And I'm literally like, there's been a whole... What's going on? There's been a whole pandemic.
Well, this is... Did you do anything, more COVID-friendly by way of Pride celebration last year?
I hosted a Pride event on Unite.
Yes, you bloody well did.
Yeah, and we raised money for charity. I was going to do something like that this year, but I was like, obviously Pride's not going ahead right now, but
mm-hmm.
I work so hard, behind the scenes, just trying to earn money in a pandemic. And I was like, this year I just need to have time for myself.
Yeah.
It's not happening so far, but I will get to that point. But yeah, I am going to Pride and I am a little nervous because obviously I don't want to get COVID. I don't want to endanger my grandparents. But at the same time, I feel like I really need it. I need that kind of connection. We're going to the gay bars, obviously. We spoke about how we saw each other. And it's just I want that, but amplified. I don't, and that may be a bit selfish of me, but I'm wearing masks. I literally carry back around hand sanitizer. I got one of those spray ones, hand sanitizers.
Oh my God, I'm so fucking jealous.
Honestly.
I always managed to just splooge out the most onto my hand if...
Oh, don't add fingers into that.
Yeah, we're literally, what's wrong with us?
Honestly, it's a Sunday. Sunday's the worst.
My brain's not working properly.
I have no excuses, but to be fair, you can just say I'm hungover. That's your excuse. I have none.
I'm not even hungover.
Oh, okay.
I'm just stupid.
The recovery bounce on that, I'm jealous.
I don't really get hangovers. Tangent. My theory is because I'm in constant pain 24/7 with my chronic illness. When I'm in pain because I've got a hangover, it's still relative.
Wow.
So I could be hungover. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just how I feel. I'll wake up with a headache. Yeah, I do that every day, darling.
You shouldn't be laughing, but honestly.
Don't laugh at it, please.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to hysterically.
It's a superpower.
No, I do. My nan actually wakes up every day with a migraine just to add.
Yeah, we're actually in a club together.
Oh, really? Bless her. I saw her today and she's dyed her hair bright lilac. My nan is honestly, she dyes her hair pink and everything. But it's lilac at the moment. It's really cute. She actually did really good. It really rocked her. I think for her birthday, I'm going to get her a salon kind of hairdo. Yeah, the wrong one, the right one.
What were you saying before? Oh, hand sanitizer.
Yeah, I got the one. Ashlyn hates me because for the new flat, I bought soap dispensers. And, they're quite big. So I had to buy, four bottles of soap to put in the soap dispensers. And I have two. So we had to buy a load of soap. And she's like, you don't even, when are you going to use this much fucking soap? And then I brought loads of hand sanitizers. This is all recent. This is whilst the pandemic is calming down. I'm not calming down. I'm keep up in my game.
Yes, you should.
Exactly.
Question.
Please.
Tell me what you think about me.
Mm.
Are you a big party person?
I don't think I'm a party person. I think I can't sit in the weekend just doing nothing. I think I'm like, if I sat in all weekend, I would go insane. Like, even in the pandemic, like, Ashton, bless her, she'd have to keep me, like, mentally active. I sound like a fucking child. But, like, no, I literally, I can't sit inside and do nothing. So, like, going out for me is, like, that mental stimulation that I need. Yeah. Because otherwise, like, I just get too into my thoughts. Like, even when I'm sitting at home, I've got to be doing something. Yeah. Which is just, like, so I'm not a big party person because I don't drink a lot. Yeah. But I have to be there, if that makes sense. Like, I just can't not go out.
I'm the same. Well, I love a bloody party. Let's not mess around here. I was debating having a glass of wine while we recorded. I'm not going to lie to you.
Honestly, I would have, but I got sick.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, so I was like, I'm not drinking today. But for you.
For you, might do.
But how about yourself?
Yeah, I do love a little party, a little boogie. I'm the same. I need to be constantly, like, looking forward to something, if nothing else. Like, even if I'm not doing anything for an entire week, I can get through it if I know that Saturday I'm going out, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, the thing I was going to ask you is, I think that a lot of Pride and LGBT events in general are partying and drinking, which... it's fine. There's not, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing. But I find it, sometimes I don't have the spoons, you know, and I just want to, like, I want to go sit in a field in rainbows and then, like, go home.
Yeah, you know? I know what you mean.
But then I feel like I miss out if I don't do the partying bit as well, you know.
Yeah.
It is hard, especially with someone with a chronic illness.
The gay scene in Birmingham is very much drinking. Like, there's no scene that you go into. I mean, you can go there and not drink, but, like, you'd be the only one. And, like, surely people do that. Like, you're not going to be the outcast. But, yeah, like, I always think to myself, like, if there was a gay caf, though, would I go to it? And I probably wouldn't, because I'm not a big cafe kind of person. Like, I'm that's not for me. I don't enjoy going sitting down and having a cafe. Like, I've got to go. If I'm out, get my coffee and go. Anyway, so, like, I probably wouldn't use it, but then I'm like... that if that existed, other people will, because, like, not everyone wants to go into a club. So yeah, it's like that balance, like, but then when the majority are all drinking, it's that bad stigma, though. Like, everyone just thinks, like, the gay scene is, like, drugs, drink, when it's not. And I think people get confused, like, this is just from my experience, so please don't come for me. But, like, just from talking from, like, my gay men friends to, like, even just, like, gay men to a lesbian experience, the gay scenes are so different in that, like, kind of world. Like, he's very, like, into stuff that I won't go into. But, like, it is such a different world. And I'm like, wow, we're both gay, but we're both living in, like, different kind of worlds. And I don't say that for everyone, but, like, there is that some people, like... do things different ways, I guess. And I guess it's like incorporating that all in. Beans meowing in the background. But it's mad. Like, I know what you mean, though. There should be some places where you can literally just sit down, have a shit ton of rainbow flags, and, like, have a lemonade. I'm just trying to think of soft drinks now. Not the only drink, like, nice vodka.
Crisp. Orange squash.
Oh, I love flavoured water, actually. Love good flavour. Oh.
One of the best prides I went to was was Cornwall Pride. I mean, it wasn't anything special, but there was just loads of, like, beach chairs, and I just sat in a beach chair and drank, and then stood up to dance and sat my ass back down, walked around, bought some rainbow stuff, went and sat back down again. It was lovely.
That sounds really cute. I do love,
it was,
like,
ideal for me.
Yeah, but, like, a good house, like, party vibe, do you know? Like, where you're sitting down having a chat and, like, there's music, but you don't have to, like, get up and dance. Like, I would love that, but where do you have that? Oh, I've got a flat. I'm saying, where would you have that? Hello. New Pride. Pride 2020. 21, sorry. I'm, like, behind a year. But, like, obviously, let's say we've gone all through all these journeys. We've been to a shit ton of Pride events. Well, I've only been to three, but sure. What would be your best advice for someone, like, that is kind of coming to terms with themselves? Like, what advice would you give to someone?
Oh, my advice remains the same, and it's that you literally are not on a time frame. I think people put pressure on themselves to figure something out by... I don't think anyone actually sits there and thinks, oh, by the end of next week, I have to know what my sexual orientation is. But people get frustrated with themselves when they feel like it's taking too long.
Yeah.
Bollocks. There's no such thing as taking too long. And don't let other people tell you who you are.
And yeah. I think
that's something that... Because you often get... a lot of the reason why I came out as bi was because people, for some reason, and to this day, just told me I had, like, bi energy. And I would say I liked women, and they would just be like, oh, you're bi. So I just started saying yeah. And I just was like, well, that's what everybody else is seeing, so that must be...
What's
going on over here? Why, what about you? What
pose? No, but what you're saying is so true. Like, I remember, like, I was like, oh, I just need to... It's that frustration, like, you want to figure it out, and it's like... I get the frustration, but at the same time, like, you get more flustered about it. Like, with Unite the Work, I get so many people, like, saying, like, they'll tell me how they feel and they'll be like, what am I? And I'm like, you're describing so much, I cannot tell you what you are. Like, you've got a lot going on. Like, literally, I'm not your answer. But, like, it's so, not sad, but it's like, I've been there, and it's like, oh, like, just give yourself, be a bit patient. Like, it's so important. My advice, though... Oh, be kind to yourself, I think. Like, kind of like, but I used to get so angry at myself and just be like, fuck off, I hate you. And not, basically don't do that. Like, just don't be mean to yourself, because it's not, it's almost like not your fault. Like, that's probably my internalized homophobia talking, but it's not your fault and you shouldn't blame yourself. I think that's the best advice that I started, when I started saying that to myself, I was like, oh, okay, like, I'm a lesbian, sure, like, it's not as bad as I think it is. But yeah, I'd say that. I don't know, there's so many things that you could talk, like, don't, like, speak to some toxic people, don't base your sexuality on how other people do it. I did that for a while. I saw, like, femi lesbians, let's say, and I was like, I need to be that. But I was like, like, where's me in that? Like, it's mad.
Yeah, don't try and find yourself in other people's definitions of things. You get to define everything yourself. I think people forget that you are the creator of your own, curator of your own identity. You don't make it up, but you get to define it however which way you'd like.
Definitely.
I get people telling me that I can't be a lesbian because I'm non-binary. And it's like, well, I like not men.
Yeah.
Does that not sound like a lesbian to you? Huh?
Tick and tick.
Exact amount.
Literally. Also no tick boxes, but if it was just the metaphorical tick boxes right now. But yeah, like, honestly, like, I always say, like, so I went back home, like I've said, and I was speaking to someone, and they were, because obviously I'm the only gay in the village, so I get all these questions. Honestly, it's so much fun, but a lot of pressure. And they were asking me all these questions. It was actually about trans women. And I said, look, like, I'm not a trans woman. You're not a trans woman. So where do we have, like, we need someone to be the mediator here. But I was like, I really don't care, because I see it as, like, people are people. And, like, I've always been like that. When I had gay friends, like, I'm a lesbian, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I never see it. I'm just like, do you, and I will support you, whatever. And do what I can. And this person was like, just talking about how it affects them. I'm like, it really doesn't affect you, love. Like, stop. Like, you are not affected in this situation. They were giving me all these scenarios. I was like, but does that ever happen? Like, shut up. Like, it's just hard living in a little village, I guess. Just my rant for the day.
I just, wow, we won't touch that with a barge pole, because I could talk about that for 10 years.
No, well, another episode coming up.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
just talk about all of our gripes that we have. Like,
just like,
don't ask us these questions.
Literally, there are so many. But it's just, I think it annoys me because people think they should have an opinion on something when it doesn't affect them. And it's like, if your opinion is devaluing someone's life, then that's not an opinion. Like, just shut up.
Yeah,
like, you're being a twat. Honestly, I'm very good at keeping my cool. I just had to go.
If that were me, I'd reach a point where I'd be like, okay, and now I'm going to walk away from you before I punch you in your face. Okay.
I feel like I gave them that signals, but I just was like, I've got to go. Like, just got to go now. I've got to get away from you. Like, I've just got to go. But, oh, honestly, I love that it's Pride, though. I'm really excited to go to Birmingham Pride. I hope it goes ahead. Probably not, but, like, honestly.
I would like to think that it will. I mean, look, we do need to... We need to have our Pride, you know?
And yeah.
Whenever people say, you know, why do you need Pride Month, it's so ironic because they don't realise that in them saying that, they're part of the problem. They're part of the reason why we need Pride.
Mm.
And I think now more than ever, we need it after, like, the year that we've had.
Yeah.
So I hope that everyone gets to have some kind of a Pride experience.
Yeah, even if it's just, like, your friends, like, you just, like, get together and just be like, fuck. Oh.
What's your name? Is that Bean?
Yeah, hang on. He's literally ripping the place apart. Bean!
Well, Charlotte's away. I'm just going to leave you with this little message. You should rate this podcast 5 stars while you're listening to it on. And you should leave a review saying why I'm the best one out of the two of us. Anyway, then what?
What was you saying?
Oh, nothing. Oh,
what
nothing.
The hell? Are you like full on?
I wasn't saying anything. Okay. I'm just trying to get me a wife again, obviously.
Oh, okay. You're putting out like a lonely ads. Like, look, Charlotte's not here. I'm single.
I feel like I've made it accidentally, you know, it from the first one, my thing, that I'm just here to find a wife, and that's the
end. No, I'm all for that. I am the best swing woman. Not to big myself up. But I think I'm really good at it because, like, when it's not me, I'm so ballsy. I was like, look, they fancy you. I see you together. What about it? Oh my god!
What are made of?
Literally,
I'm poly as well, so the limit does not exist. You know.
Oh my
god! Get one wife, get another one.
Honestly,
get another one.
I am like, that's great because like I can't stop. Like even if I've got one, I'd be like, I'll be back, and I'm just like bringing crowds. Like that would be so much fun.
Oh my god! I just see you bringing like armful of women.
Imagine if we're just like,
here you go.
What would you do? Like imagine we're on a night out and I'm like gone for half hour, and then there's just like a crew of women behind me. Like,
Not to be vulgar, but I'd shit my pants, I'm not going to lie.
But
if
also...
I was just faced with a wall of women, that's a lot, that's scary. Women, one woman is very scary.
Okay, what I'd do, I'd get you sitting down then, and then I'd just, like, get them to introduce themselves, like, one by one. Like, okay, I won't put it all in your face then, I'll get them to line up. Like, okay.
Oh my god, please.
Ashlyn's going to listen to this and be like, please do not do that, because she knows I will. Like, she knows I would fully...
I think I'm all right with it.
Okay.
Oh my god, we should make a game show, not like like a dating show or something.
And yeah, it's like you know, like RuPaul does. Well, Cilla Black, is it like Blind Date where you've got a screen?
Yeah.
And you, yeah.
I want to ask really stupid questions because they always ask really dumb ones. Like,
yeah.
If you were a dessert, what dessert would you be?
I'd be a tiramisu.
A car. Yeah, would you?
I really like tiramisu at the moment, so I'd want to be a tiramisu.
I get creme brulee energy from you.
I hate creme brulee. It's like, it's just cream, it's no egg or something.
Yes, all of the above. Cream and egg. Milk
it just
egg, bitch.
Puts me off. Anyway, digress.
We are so not.
This is what I mean. Like,
today.
We call it professional, but it's always chaotic. Like, what? You're fitting in great. You're fitting in.
Thank you.
Honestly, how do you feel about your second episode? Are you still loving it? Like,
look, I get to sit here and talk my shit. I'm great.
Perfect.
Good.
Living your best life.
I'm loving it, and you know, if I'm gonna get a wife out of it, and I think that's. Well, I think we all know that's the only reason I'm here, so...
Yeah. No, that's fine. As long as we're being honest, I don't care. Like, I just want you to be honest, and you are, so that's great. Well, thank you so much for listening. You can find us on social media at Les_Talk_podcast. I have to really think about that. You probably can see my concentration. If you have any funny stories that you just want to send in so we can read them out, it's lestalkpod@gmail.com. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
That was so gay of me.
Bye.